cash-strapped council. There is only enough money in Coalsdale Council's coffers to maintain much of the property it owns at a minimum level, according to a new report. Even that is an interim measure and in no way addresses the authority's ability to undertake basic services such as decorating its daycare buildings in the long run, says a report to councillors. The portfolio ranges in size from key buildings such as Halifax Borough Market, the Victoria Theatre, the Shea Stadium, Todmorden and Brighouse Libraries and Todmorden Sports Centre to some old people's homes and daycare facilities. The Council's Corporate Management Facilities, CAFM, Asset Management Board heard the service responsible for ensuring the Council's land and property is fit for purpose, delivering services well and with value for money, faces problems funding building upkeep, severely limiting what it can maintain and improve. In her report to the board, Facilities Management Lead Elaine Wynne said, "The current property portfolio is deteriorating and requires a substantial investment both to deal with backlog maintenance and to bring the portfolio to an appropriate standard to deliver services. At the moment, capital is only allocated for work at buildings already identified to be retained that are critical to the council's business or have health and safety issues. Money might also be spent to prevent an asset from deteriorating in value or if they improve energy efficiency. As it stands, the capital allocated concentrates on undertaking mainly health and safety works and roof repairs to ensure that buildings are wind and watertight to prevent further damage, deterioration and impact on service delivery," says the report.